A Sunday school teacher asked her students to draw a picture of Jesus' family. After collecting the drawings, she noticed that one little boy's drawing depicted an airplane with four heads sticking out of the windows. "I see you drew three heads to show Joseph, Mary, and Jesus," she said to the boy, "but who does the fourth head belong to?" The boy replied, "That's Pontius, the pilot." A little boy was coloring a picture in Sunday school when the teacher asked, "What are you drawing?" The boy replied, "I am drawing a picture of God." The teacher smiled and said, "But honey, nobody knows what God looks like." Without looking up from his crayon, the boy remarked, "They will in a minute." Well, that little boy was ambitious. The truth is that God did show us what he looks like. He did not come as a lone philosopher or a distant king. He came as a child in a family. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, we look at the blueprint of love that God provided for us. When we look at the gospel today, we might be tempted to think the Holy Family had it easy because they were well holy. But Matthew's gospel shows us a family in crisis. They were not sitting comfortably in a quiet home. They were refugees. Joseph is woken up in the middle of the night with a terrifying message: flee. They had to leave their culture, their jobs, and their extended family to escape a tyrant. This tells us something vital. Holiness does not mean a life free from stress. It means a life where God is invited into the stress. Joseph's greatness was not in his words. He does not say a single word in the entire New Testament. His greatness was in his stewardship. He listened, he protected, and he provided. He shows us that the Holy Family is built on the quiet, often exhausting sacrifices made out of love. Our first reading from Sirach gives us the practical how-to for family life. It focuses heavily on the relationship between children and parents. Sirach says, "Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him, revile him not all the days of his life." This is where the rubber meets the road. It is easy to love a family member when they are helpful, sharp, and kind. It is much harder and much more holy to love a parent who is losing their memory or a child who is struggling with their path. Sirach reminds us that kindness to our parents is not just a nice thing to do. It is stored up as a sacrifice that wipes away our own sins. Family life is our primary school of mercy. What makes a family holy? It is not the absence of arguments or the presence of perfect children. A family becomes holy when it becomes a domestic church. In Egypt, the Holy Family relied on God's providence when the world was against them. In Nazareth, they lived the hidden life, the ordinary routine of quarters, meals, and work. Most of our lives are lived in Nazareth. We are not fleeing to Egypt every day, but we are washing dishes, driving to practice, and checking it in on aging relatives. If we do these things with the intention of serving Christ in one another, our homes become sacred ground. So let us ask Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to intercede for each one of us. May our homes not just be places where we live, but places where we love, where we forgive, and where we encounter the living God.